Hello, everyone. Hope you're all doing well today. You're listening to Mental Health Matters on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, Southern Oregon. And when we talk about health, we cannot discuss complete health without talking about our mental health. On this program, we highlight mental health issues in our community and ways we can improve mental health for everyone. Today, we're learning about mental health services at La Clínica, and more specifically, then, about the work of the Birch Grove Collaborative. And we have with us Stephanie Lyon at La Clínica and director of the Birch Grove Collaboration. Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's just get right in. How long have you been with La Clínica, and what was your journey to that position like?
I've been with La Clínica for 10 years, and I am a life coach. I actually still am a life coach. Huh. And I started actually up in Clackamas County and worked helping people find jobs and did career coaching. And then I had my own private practice for many years. And then I came to La Clínica as a wellness coach at their Central Point Health Center.
Oh, okay.
And after that, moved into the Birch Grove practice manager position. And so I was able for 5 years to manage that clinic for La Clínica, and then became the Birch Grove Collaboration Director about 3 years ago.
Oh, excellent. So let's talk about La Clínica a little bit. I know they offer an array of health services, and some of these do involve mental health services, but what does La Clínica do broadly? And then we can talk about what mental health services they provide.
La Clínica is a primary health care provider, and we serve all people in the community of Jackson County. And we have several locations, from Central Point to one of our newest locations is actually here on the SOU campus.
That's right.
So, yes, we have a health center here. And also in Ashland, we have the Aura Clinic, which is at the Opportunities for Housing Resources and Assistance organization. We have an embedded clinic there.
Oh, okay. Great. So pretty widespread. So as anyone in our area may know who's been involved with seeking out mental health services, that no matter what your socioeconomic level is or your insurance, it, sometimes the services can seem rather fractured. In your experience, what are some obstacles that a person may face when obtaining mental health care?
That's a great question. I do think sometimes, depending on insurance, people can run into some tricky situations. At La Clínica, we are an all-insurance provider. We accept all insurances. So I think it's important for people to know that even uninsured folks and people with OHP, Oregon Health Plan, either CCO, they can receive services at La Clínica. And we do have the integrated behavioral health services at all of our primary health locations, including our SOU campus, but also in our school-based health centers. We have mental health services. We have clinicians that work at our school-based health centers, too. So because we accept all insurances, this can be a great way for people to get engaged.
Okay, great. When you say integrated, that means like when you come in for primary care, they'll also address or ask you about mental health and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. We at La Clínica really have a whole person wellness approach.
Okay.
And so we look at everything that may be happening in a person's life, and that includes their mental health.
Yeah, you bet. You bet, like in our intro. Well, you're the director of the Birch Grove Collaboration. So tell us a little bit about what that is, its purpose. Let's start there.
The Birch Grove Collaboration was formed about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And started as a brainstorm idea from a couple of our local leaders of behavioral health services in our community, and then approached La Clínica to be part of that collaboration, involving our local substance use providers, treatment providers, and then also our mental health specialty mental health providers. So now we have 9 organizations that are all part of the Birch Grove Collaboration. So it's evolved over time as we've learned from the people who seek services with us and what is most important to them.
Okay. Who are the organizations that you're working with? It seems like this is an attempt to sort of break down the barriers or sort of the fractured cracks that might occur when trying to find mental health services. So how does the collaborative work to sort of break down those barriers to treatment?
Well, we have the 9 partners that I mentioned. Aura, I already talked about, Opportunities for Housing Resources and Assistance here in Ashland. And they're a low-barrier housing organization. They're our newest partner to the collaboration. Then we have Addictions Recovery Center and OnTrack, who are both our substance use disorder treatment providers in the community, in the county. And then we have Options for Southern Oregon and Columbia Care, and also Jackson County Mental Health, that are all specialty mental health treatment providers. Some of them also have some SUD services components to what they do. And then Jackson County Community Justice. So we count Jackson County as one of our partners, but we have both the mental health and the community justice parts of Jackson County that are part of the collaboration. Then we also have La Clinica, of course, and then the two CCOs in our county, All Care and Jackson Care Connect, are also part of the collaboration.
So that's very comprehensive and spread out. I guess I'd like us to find out, how does it work? Do you guys meet? Do you talk about barriers? Do you kind of divvy up responsibilities? How does that collaboration work? What does that look like kind of on the ground?
That's great. So in my role as the director, I actually host meetings with managers from all of these organizations and the La Clinica staff together, the managers. And we talk about barriers in the community. We talk about people's experiences. And when there are issues or barriers to get somebody access to something, that's one of our primary goals, is to remove those barriers to access to services.
Yeah.
Many of the organizations provide what we call social determinants of health, which we know that things like housing and food sometimes can interfere with someone's wellness and whole health. And so many of the organizations provide support for that as well. And then inside the Birch Grove Health Center Clinic on 910 South Central, we have embedded partners from Addictions Recovery Center, OnTrack, Options, and Columbia Care. And those staff work side by side with the medical providers and the integrated behavioral health team from La Clinica to ensure that the patients with the highest mental health and substance use needs in our community get that extra support to get engaged and stay engaged in care.
Okay.
We know that that is a marker of success in the collaboration, is that when we are able to help people get access to these very important services and stay engaged with those services for as long as they need them, that's the role of that team.
I see.
So they really, it's an integrated model where they work together just with anybody. And at the Birch Grove Health Center, we in September started open hours access Monday through Thursday from 1 in the afternoon until 5 in the afternoon. And people with an underlying maybe mental health or substance use condition, they do not have to already be diagnosed, but if they suspect that that may be something that is really challenging for them, they could come to the health center and just walk in and potentially get an appointment.
Awesome. So you're listening to Mental Health Matters on Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck of NAMI Southern Oregon. Today we're speaking with Stephanie Lyon with La Clinica and director of the Birch Grove Collaboration, which she was just telling us about. So this sounds amazing. I'm wondering, does anything like this happening in other places in Oregon? Is this something that you guys just kind of said, this is a need and we want to see how we can fix it? Is this something other people are replicating?
I am not an expert on everything happening in Oregon.
Sure.
But I do know that through, I think, Central City Concern up in the metro area, and then Mosaic in Bend has asked us a lot of questions. And then Clackamas has currently been asking us some questions about how we're doing what we're doing, and they want to create something up there as well. And really looking at housing partners, because we know that that's such a big problem in our our state. And we know that helping people get and stay safe in their homes is very important to a person's ability to engage in healthcare and mental health.
Yeah, and that's kind of the foundation of both health and mental health is, is those sorts of things. So what particular challenges does working in this sort of collaborative present, and how do you overcome those particular challenges?
Great question. As we know, for a long time, access has been a kind of a barrier.
Yes,
and even in primary care with the workforce shortages in behavioral health and primary care.
So getting services in a timely manner or in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and it really comes down to workforce. And we have a lot of really cool things happening in our community since probably 2020, 2021 in building a really strong mental health workforce. And so there's lots of cool things happening in our community around that. and like our open access hours at Birch Grove. Often that has been a real struggle for people who have a hard time making and keeping appointments or canceling them often. You know, their lives may be very disorganized and it can be one of their biggest challenges. And so I think our open access hours at Birch Grove is a real solution to that problem. And as we add more providers, we hope to potentially add more hours depending on the need of the community.
Do you find that open access is getting quite a bit of, I guess, traffic and quite a bit of use?
I've been hearing that it is. I've been hearing that it is. We've been hearing some really good reports from not only the partners in the collaboration, but we work with several other organizations in the community. They are not the only partners. These may be the official partners of the collaboration, but we have many partners in the community who will refer people to Birch Grove for services.
It just sounds like a really great team of having, you know, people from different areas in the community, different organizations, different care organizations, you know, kind of working together towards the same aim or same goal and letting the other stuff kind of set aside. I'm wondering, how do you guys share funding? That must be sort of a bugaboo there.
Yeah, actually, we don't. And so what we do is, for instance, La Clinica has those embedded staff members come, and it's kind of an in-kind thing.
I see.
So they share their staff with us in kind, their staff would do their own billing through their organizations, and then we do our own billing for our services, but we're in the same location working side by side together.
Yeah. That's really brilliant. Are there any particular trends that you see emerging? This seems like it could be one. Are there any other trends that you see in providing mental health services to kind of break down some of those barriers and obstacles? Anything that you notice?
I think looking at data, that's another barrier. So, like, how do we know what we're doing is successfully engaging people and more and more people are getting the services that are important to help them? I think things like having a phone can be really important in this day and age for people to be able to access care. And so really trying to remove those barriers and obstacles that people may encounter. The other is we have, and I didn't mention, two other lines of service at La Clinica. One is our mobile health center that also has behavioral health on the mobile. We did, unfortunately, have a fire to our mobile a while
that.
Back. But we're hoping that our new mobile will go into service sometime in November. And we also have behavioral health in our dental clinic, and we provide dental services at La Clinica as well. And that is a big need for a lot of folks. And so making sure that people, and sometimes people are really resistant to accessing care. And so people's own fear of coming in and talking with somebody. And I think Birch Grove and even like our behavioral health teams and our people in our dental clinics are so great about trauma-informed care and being able to really help people feel welcomed, feel a sense of belonging when they come, feel that it's okay no matter what is happening in their lives, that they can come to us and we are there to support them.
Right. And that's just a great message in general, I guess, to the world at large, that a mental health condition, as Nami likes to say, is not a character flaw.
No.
It's a medical condition that can be treated and helped with the right kind of approach, medications, treatment, whatever that might be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think people experience a lot of loneliness out there. And when we don't have a tribe, you know, people around us to really help us in life, people can feel super isolated. And so just engaging with some professionals in the field who really want to be there, you can have somebody to walk alongside you and help support you in the things that are really challenging.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. And thank you so much for sharing the work that La Clinica is doing, and particularly the Birch Grove Collaborative, which is a really wonderful effort. Thanks for joining us today, Stephanie. So NAMI Southern Oregon works to offer support groups, and we try to also be that kind of a tribe of support that's informal, not formal. We have classes, advocacy opportunities in our community, and you can find out how to become more involved with NAMI Southern Oregon at our website, namisouthernoregon.org, or email us at info@namisouthernoregon.org. And I assume La Clinica has a website. You can probably Google it and find information about La Clinica. So this is Mental Health Matters on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Andra Hollenbeck, and I thank you for joining us today. You'll find this and other interviews at jeffexchange.org or subscribe to this podcast at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.